الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا وإن الدنيا أرض حاضر يأكل منه البدو والفاجر، ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر، يحق الحق ويبدل الباطل، ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار، ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر، واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يرى، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, each and everything that we can see, that we cannot see, that is within the realms of human understanding, or that is beyond that, every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe, is the creation of one Allah alone. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of every shay. What is shay? Ulama explained massive Allah. Everything besides Allah is shay. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah has created every entity that exists. Lahu ma fis samawat wa ma fil ard wa ma baynahuma wa ma tahta ath-thara. Ala inna lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Ala inna lillahi man fis samawati wa man fil ard. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath the earth, every entity that exists is makhluq. It is a created entity. And it is Quran's hatmi, indelible decision, that which is makhluq, that which is a created entity, la yamlikun, makhluq. Whether it is an ant, or whether it is Jibreel, whether it is a grain of sand, or whether it is the desert, whether it is a pebble of stone, or whether it is a mountain, whether it is a wisp of air, or whether it is a raging tornado, whether it is a droplet of water, or whether it is the rising waves of the ocean. Makhluk, created entity, لا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا. Makhluk, it cannot harm, it cannot benefit, it cannot live, it cannot die, it cannot be resurrected, except with the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah alone. Mudabbir, the arranger, decreer, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, every condition, every circumstance in the heavens and the earth, without consultation with anyone, without the assistance of anyone, is one Allah alone. Mudabbir bila mu'in, mudabbir bila mushir, mudabbir bila wazir, mudabbir bila badil, mudabbir bila adil, mudabbir bila shabib. Allah is the arranger, there is no partner with Allah. There is no helper with Allah. There is no minister with Allah. There is no advisor with Allah. There is no assistant with Allah. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. From the heavens to the earth, the arranger, decreer, fashioner, coordinator of every situation, condition, circumstance is one Allah alone. Allah's qudrat, Allah's power is muhit. It encompasses every facet of His creation. Allah is Sami', Allah is Basir, Allah is listening, Allah is seeing. Nothing is concealed from Allah. أَحَاطَ بَصَرُهُ جَمِيعَ الْمَرْئِيَاتِ وَسِعَ سَمْعُهُ الْأَصْوَاتِ. In the books of Aqidah, we find this expression, أَحَاطَ بَصَرُهُ جَمِيعَ الْمَرْئِيَاتِ. Allah's sight encompasses everything that can be seen. Hatta yara dabib al-namlat al-sawda al-sakhrat al-samma fi al-laylat al-zalma. The analogy is given in Hadith. One is the darkness of a night, then is the darkness of a raging storm, then is the darkness of a jungle, then is the darkness of the foliage in the jungle, then is the darkness of the vegetation, then is the darkness of the mountain, then is the darkness of the shadow of one rock above another rock. In a dark, pitch black night, when it is raining between the crevice of two rocks, one tiny black ant is walking. Yara dabiban namlati sawda. May Allah is such that as the ant walks, what is dabib? Dabib is the tiny, invisible footprint and line that the ant leaves on the surface of the rock. May Allah see that also. Nothing is concealed from the sight of Allah. وَسِعَ سَمْعُهُ الْأَصْوَاتِ. Allah's listening encompasses every sound. وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلِ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَسَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. Shout out, Allah hears you. Whisper, Allah hears you. Go softer than that, softer than that. So that only the tongue moves, the lips are sealed. Allah hears that also. Go even softer than that. The lips are not moving, the tongue is not moving, only the heart is talking. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah says, we have created insan and we know what your nafs is whispering to you also. Sawa, all that is equal. All that is equal for Allah. What is insan? Insan says, I can listen. What is insan hearing? One person speaks, he can hear. Two people speak simultaneously, possibly he may be able to hear. Three people speak simultaneously at one time, it is impossible for him to discern what they are saying. Let the three people speak in three different languages, it becomes even more impossible. What is Allah's hearing? يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم وحيكم وميتكم وربكم ويابسكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل إنسان مسألة. O my slave, is the first and the last amongst you. If every insan, every jinnat, from the time of Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah, all of you have to gather on one plane, all at one time. Presently they estimate the world population to be between 6 and 7 billion people. From Adam alayhi salam, every human being that ever lived or ever will live till Qiyamah, all on one plane, billions and billions and billions of insan. And Allah says, every one of you have to ask from Allah at one time. India, one of the most populous countries in the world, they estimate in India alone there are 600 different languages. It is estimated in the world there are 3,000 different languages. Billions of insan all asking at one time. Someone in English, someone in French, someone in Italian, someone in Singali, someone in Tamil, someone in the million, someone in the hundreds of different languages, thousands of different dialects, different modes of expression, different intonation, someone shouting, someone whispering, some are dumb, some cannot speak, some speaking from the heart. يَسْمَعُوا ذَجِيجَهُمْ بِاخْتِلَافِ لُغَاتِهِمْ وَلَهْجَاتِهِمْ لَا تُغَلِّتُهُ كَسْرَةُ الْمَسَائِلِ. Allah will listen to each one individually. The different language, different mode of expression, intonation, accent of different individuals will not confuse Allah as to what each one is asking. فَآتَيْتُ كُلَّ ذَلِكُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسْأَلَةً. And Allah Ta'ala has to grant every insan, every jinnat, whatever he asks, whatever he wants. And beyond that, مَا نَقَّسَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي إِلَّا كَمَا يُنْقِسُ الْمِخْيَةُ إِذَا أُدْخِلَ الْبَحَرِ. This will not diminish from the treasures of one Allah, not that much as if you were to take a pin, poke it in the ocean, lift it up. How much of water that pin has diminished from the ocean. The fulfillment of the desire of every insan and every jinnat that ever serviced the surface of the earth will not diminish from the treasures of Allah even that much. Like the poet says, لَا تَخْدَعَنَّ لِمَخْلُوقٍ عَلَىٰ تَمَعٍ لَا تَخْدَعَنَّ لِمَخْلُوقٍ عَلَىٰ تَمَعٍ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مُذِرٌ مِنْكَ بِالدِّينِ وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهِ مِمَّا فِي خَزَائِنِهِ فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونَ. He says, do not demean yourself. Do not belittle yourself. Do not insult yourself by stretching your hand out to the makhluk. Do not turn to the makhluk. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مُضِرٌ مِنْكَ بِالدِّينِ. Because this will harm your deen. It will harm your dunya. It will harm your akhirat. وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهِ. Turn to Allah. Ask from Allah. Put your gaze on the khazana, on the treasures of Allah. وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهَ مِمَّا فِي خَزَائِنِهِ. Because the khazana and the treasures of my Allah are such. فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونِ. Allah is the fair is such. Ask Allah one time this dunya, 10 times this dunya, 100 times this dunya. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When Allah decides something, Allah says, كُنْ, be, and it becomes. Ulama say, أَمْرُهُ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونَ. Not even necessary for Allah to say, كُنْ. Allah's affair is between the kaf and the noon. وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. Allah says in the Quran, our affair is like the blinking of an eyelid. No faster than the blinking of an eyelid. 100 times this dunya, million times this dunya, billion times this dunya. كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. Like the blinking of an eyelid, no faster than the blinking of an eyelid. We haven't understood the qudrat of Allah. We haven't understood the majesty of Allah.
They haven't understood the kibriyai and the jalal and the azmat of Allah. What is Allah's ta'rif? What is Allah's greatness? Allah Himself. That personality. Wahab bin Munabbah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُعْطِ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَدْءِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ إِنْقِضَائِهَا مِنَ الْأَقْلِ فِي جَنْبِ أَقْلِهِ إِلَّا كَحَبَّةِ رَمْلٍ بَيْنَ رِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا. He said, it's the combined uqul and intelligence of every human being from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah. If the combined uqul and intelligence of every human being had to be pulled together and equated to one grain of sand, then the aql and intelligence of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. That aql, that intelligence. And what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? Allahumma la astati'u thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Oh Allah, I also cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. You are as you have praised yourself. Allah says Himself in the Quran, kullu kana al-bahru midada likalimati rabbi لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٌ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. What is the analogy of Quran? Allah says, let all the trees on the surface of this earth be turned into pens. This expression, مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Ma fil ard doesn't mean only the trees that are on the surface of the earth now. It means any tree that ever existed. Those that dried up, those that withered, every tree that will come till Qiyamah. Ma fil ard, this ma that is found in the verse of the Quran, refers to not only the vegetation of the land but the vegetation of the ocean. More than 70% of the earth is the ocean. The vegetation of the ocean is more than the vegetation of the land. Pacific Ocean by Bermuda is 11 kilometers deep. Every tree has to be turned into pen. And the waters of the oceans are to be turned into ink. And Allah says, add another 7 oceans. And then say to insan, say to jinnat, say to this human being, this entire populace of insan, it is said the average human being in his lifespan, he uses only 4-5% of his brain. The other 95% is sleeping. Einstein, when they exhumed his brain, they found he had used 11.2% of his brain. In Jannat, Allah will open up the brain 100%. So that this insan is able to experience the ni'mat and the bounties of Jannat. What is Quran telling us? The trees turn into pens. Waters of the ocean into ink. And say to the entire jinnat and insan, with 100%, if Allah has to open up the brains 100%, give each one the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam. And then Allah Ta'ala has to command the rest of the makhluk, the birds, the insects, the leaves, the trees, that give talqeen to this insan, so that he does not have to pause to even think. The rest of the creation are telling him what to write. All of insan, all of jinnat. Say to the Jibreel also, Mikael also, Israfil also. Say to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam also, Nabi Yusuf, Nabi Dawood, Nabi Ishaq, Nabi Ibrahim, in the galaxy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Say to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you also. The trees that you turn into pen, the waters of the oceans into ink, multiplied 7 times. Insan, jinnat, malaika, Anbiya, right now, the rest of Allah's creation, give them talqeen. with the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, with the mental capacity opened up 100% right now, what must you write? Write the tarif of Allah. Write the kalimat of Allah. Write the greatness of Allah. Write the majesty of Allah. Write the kibriya of Allah. Akbar min kulli kabir. Aqwa min kulli qawi. Az min kulli aziz. Azam min kulli azim. Ajal min kulli jaleel. Greater than anything with greatness. More majestic than anything with majesty. More glorious than anything with glory. More powerful than anything with power. More mighty than anything with might. Such is the vastness of Allah's creation. The mind cannot envisage the vastness of Allah's creation. This solar system which we are living in, which comprises of the sun, 9 planets, 31 moons, 30,000 asteroids, thousands of comets and meteors, in constant motion, this forms part of one galaxy. How fast is this galaxy? It is estimated. The sun is just one star. Scientists estimate there are 2 billion stars in this galaxy. It is so vast, that if you travel at the speed of light, This is mind-boggling speed, 186,282 miles per second. In kilometers, approximately 300,000 kilometers per second. At that speed, it is said in 1 year, you will cover a distance approximately 9.5 trillion kilometers. 9.5 trillion, how many zeros are you going to put? It is said just this galaxy in which we are living in is so vast that at that speed it will take you, scientists estimate, 125,000 light years. Just to finish this galaxy. And they estimate that there are millions and millions of other such galaxies. In a magazine that was published in 1980 by NASA under the title The Plain Truth, whether it's the truth or not, Allah knows best. But this is according to their understanding. They said of the universe that is visible, this is 1980. Now the figures also have changed. But in 1980, they said we can only see 3% of the universe, the other 97% is the black hole, we cannot see it also. From the 3% that is visible, they estimate that there are so many stars, that if you take one second, how long is a second? 1 second to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. Such a vast creation. We cannot imagine the vastness and the might of Allah. The vastness of Allah's creation. In the trees that are turning to pens, the waters of the oceans into ink, insan, jinnat, anbiya, malaika. Right now, write Allah's kalimat, write Allah's tarif, write Allah's greatness. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah mentions the riwayat, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مَلَائِكَ سُجُودٌ لَمْ يَرْفَعُ رُوسَهُمْ وَلَا يَرْفَعُونَهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. He says there are some angels of Allah that are in sajda, for how long? From the time they were created they are in sajda. And they will remain in sajda, they will not raise their head from that sajda right after qiyamah. وَمَلَائِكَ صُفُوفٌ لَمْ يَنْصَرِفُوا عَنْ مَصَافِهِمْ وَلَا يَنْصَرِفُونَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And there are some angels in saf, in salah. They will not move from their position of qiyam. From when? From the time they were created right after qiyamah. What are they doing? Making tasbih of Allah. Glorifying Allah. Praising Allah. Hymning the kalimat and the tarif of Allah. The seas have become bend. The waters of all the ocean have become ink. Insan is writing, jinnat is writing, malaika are writing, anbiya are writing. What is Quran telling us? لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Insan will perish, jinnat will perish, malaika will perish, anbiya will perish, imam al-anbiya, janabi rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will perish. The trees will come to an end, the waters of ocean will come to an end. But Allah's tarif, Allah's kalimat, Allah's greatness, Allah's kibriyai will never ever come to an end. These angels, billions and billions of years, only in the tarif of Allah, only praising Allah. They do not eat, they do not drink, they do not sleep. Hymning Allah's praises. Idha kana yawm al-qiyamah. Ibn Qayyim mentions the riwayat when the day of judgment will come. The announcement will be made. Fariqun fil jannah wa fariqun fil sa'ir. One group in jannah, one group in jahannam. Then Allah Ta'ala will gather the people of jannah. Ya ahlal jannah, ya ahlal jannah, turiduna shay'an azidukum. O people of jannah, is there anything more that I should give you? Alam yubayyid wujuhana wa yuthaqqil mawazinana وَيُزَحْزِحَنَا مِنَ النَّارِ وَيُدْخِلَنَا الْجِنَانِ. They will say, Ya Allah, didn't you lighten our faces on the day when the faces of others were blackened? يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ. Ya Allah, didn't you cause our scale of deeds to be made heavy on the day when the others were lightened? Ya Allah, didn't you save us from Jahannam? Ya Allah, didn't you give us Jannah? What is Jannah? What is Jannah? مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, no mind has ever imagined such a place. It is said of the faculties which Allah has given insan, there are limitations. Sight is a faculty. How much you can see is limited. Hearing, limited. Physical strength, limited. Every faculty which Allah has given this insan, Allah has placed limitations. There is only one faculty which Allah has given this human being, on which Allah has placed no limitation. What is that faculty? Ulama say it is takhayyul, the imaginative ability of this insan. Such a powerful khiyal and imagination Allah has given this insan. It is said that khiyal can travel faster than light also. Person can imagine whatever he wants. In fact, there is one amusing anecdote that is given, mentioned, that once three people were in a jungle one night, and they had one bowl of milk, sweet milk, between the three of them. So they got into a discussion, how are we going to distribute the milk? Only one bowl, three of us. So they said, no problem, put the bowl of milk on a high branch, all three of us go to sleep. Whoever sees the best dream can decide how to distribute it. So the next morning when they woke up, they asked the first person, what did you dream? Obviously he didn't dream anything, but his imagination was working. So he said, last night I went to the first heaven. They asked the second person, by what did you dream? He says, last night I went to the fourth heaven. Then they asked the third person, what did you dream? He says, I am too afraid to tell you my dream. They said, we had a condition. You have to tell us what happened. He said, it is too frightening what happened to me. I can't even tell you. They said, no, you have to tell us. We had an agreement. He says, last night when you were sleeping, a horseman with a long spear in his hand came and he woke me up. He pointed the spear to my neck And he said, bring down the bowl of milk, otherwise I'm going to kill you. So he said, I was afraid for my life. What must I do? I brought the bowl of milk down. He said, start drinking now, otherwise I'm going to kill you. He said, I drank little bit thinking of the two of you all also. There was no taste for me in it. My life was in danger. He said, finish it to the last drop, otherwise I'm going to kill you. He said, what must I do? My life was in danger. I drank all the milk. So his other two companions said, why didn't you shout for help? Why didn't you call us? He says, I shouted and shouted, but you were in the first heaven and he was in the fourth heaven. No one heard me. It is said, khiyal, takhayul, the imaginative ability. On this Allah Ta'ala has placed no limitation. Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he describes the jannat of my Allah, what does my Nabi say? وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرْ. Imagine whatever you want to imagine. Jannat you will not be able to imagine. Jannat is beyond the imagination of insan. One woman came to Zunnun Misri rahimahullah. And she told him, sif li al jannah. Sif li al jannah. Describe jannat for me. He said, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَا يُحِيطُ بِهَا عِلْمُ عَالِمٌ وَلَا يَصِفُهَا وَصْفُ وَاسِفٌ. He said, Jannat is such, no one has true knowledge of it. وَلَا يَصِفُهَا وَصْفُ وَاسِفٌ. No one can do justice in describing Jannat. أَمَا تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ قَالْ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Don't you know that my Allah says that no soul knows that which we have concealed for them in Jannat, jaza'an bima kanu ya'malun. It is a return, a recompense, a repayment for them for the good that they did in this world. Then he says to her that, never mind, since you have asked, I will tell you a little bit about Jannat. He said, inna fil jannati marjan min fiddatin bayda. In Jannat, there is an open ground that is made out of pure silver. في وسط المرج قصر من ذهب أصفر. In the center of this ground of silver is a palace made out of gold. في وسط القصر قبة من ياقوت أحمر. In the center of this palace of gold is a dome that is made out of red ruby. في وسط القبة سرير من ذهب وجوهر. In the center of this dome of red ruby is a bed that is studded, made out of gold, and studded with sapphires and emeralds. تجري تحت السرير أربعة أنهار نهر من ماء ونهر من خمر ونهر من عسل ونهر من لبن. From underneath this bed, four streams are flowing. One of milk, one of wine, one of water, one of honey. Imagine! A field of silver, a palace of gold, a dome of red ruby, then a bed of gold, and underneath the bed four streams are flowing. وَعَلَى السَّرِيرِ جَارِيَةٌ. And on the bed is the woman of Jannat. لَوْ بَدَى مِعْصَمُهَا فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَأَشْرَقَتْ وَأَنَارَتْ. Such is her beauty, if her forearm, had to become exposed in the darkness, the whole world would light up. لو أن بنانا من بنانها بدا لتمس ضوء الشمس كما تطمس الشمس ضوء النجوم. Every day when the sun rises, the stars become invisible. The stars have not disappeared, but the light of the sun is such that you cannot see the stars. Such is the beauty, not of this woman, of her finger, that if her fingertip had to come into this world, the sun will become invisible. وَإِلَىٰ جَانِبِهَا وَلِيُّ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ سُورَةِ غُلَامٍ أَلْيَنْ أَمْرَجْ عَلَىٰ حُسْنِ يُوسُفْ وَعَلَىٰ قَامَةِ آدَمْ وعلى قلب أيوب وعلى ميلاد عيسى وعلى خلق محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعاشت الأرواح وهبت الرياح. And next to her on this bed will be the man of Jannah. He will not be in the form that you and I are. He will have the height of Adam alayhi salam, the heart of Ayyub alayhi salam, the age of Isa alayhi salam, the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam, and the akhlaq of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعاشت الارواح وحبت الرياح. The winds will be blowing. They will be in the neighborhood of Allah. When this woman hears this description of Jannah, her heart cannot take it. She says, عليك إلا قتلي يا مصري. مصري, you are after my life. فشهقت شهقة فماتت مكانها. She lets out a scream and she passes away on the spot. The heart could not take the description of Jannah. This was when the conviction of Jannah was there. This was when the shock and the inclination of Jannah was there. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in this month of Ramadan, وَاسْتَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالٍ خَصْلَتَيْنِ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ وَخَصْلَتَيْنِ لَا غِنَى بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا أَمَّا الْخَصْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ فَشَهَادَةَ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَتَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ وَأَمَّا الْخَصْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ لا غنى بكم عنهما فتسألون الله الجنة وتعوذون به من النار. He said, in this month of Ramadan, increase four things. Two things are such, you will please Allah thereby. Two things are such, my ummah, you cannot do without it. The two things by which you will please Allah, he said, excessively recite the shahadat of La ilaha illallah in this month. Excessively ask Allah for forgiveness in this month. And the two things which you cannot do without, تسألون الله الجنة وتعوذون به من النار. He said, excessively beg Allah for Jannah in this month. Ask Allah for Jannah and seek Allah's protection from Jahannam. Such is the environment of this dunya and such is the glitter and glamour of this dunya. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَعَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah says, we have beautified this world. We have made it shining, we have made it glittering, we have made it glamorous. Why لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ, in order to test you. أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who will keep this dunya in front? Who will keep akhirat in front? Who will keep this dunya in front? Who will keep Jannah in front? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every one of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, one of the fundamental and primary efforts that they made was to instill the conviction of akhirat in the heart. Instill the value of a'mal over mal. Instill the conviction of the unseen over that which is apparent. So much da'wat of Jannah, so much da'wat of Jahannam, so much da'wat of Qabr, so much da'wat of Akhirat was given that Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لو كشف الغطاء مزددت إيمانا. He would say, if the veil between us and Akhirat had to be removed and Jannah and Jahannam came in front of our eyes, it would not increase our iman. Such an effort of Akhirat was made to instill this conviction of Akhirat, this perception, this conviction, this ihsas of jaza and saza, accountability, that it is not only this life, another life is coming. The day is coming when I have to stand in front of Allah, where every aspect of this life I have to account for. Such an effort Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made to instill this yaqeen of a'mal over mal. It's mentioned in Hayatul Sahaba that on one occasion Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Fatima that go to your father for assistance. Such was the hunger in the home of the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that days would pass without food. As a result of laboring herself in the field, the marks of the rope had come onto the body of the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Ali says, why don't you go to your father to ask for assistance? Finally she builds up the courage and she goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is making qailullah in the home of Umme Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha. Fatima goes, she knocks on the door. Such was the bond between father and daughter that just from the knock, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam straight away realized, innaha ladakku Fatima, that is the knock of Fatima. She has come at a time which is not normal for her to come. So the door is open, and such is the bond of affection between father and daughter that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself gets up and he embraces Fatima and he kisses the forehead of Fatima. This is ta'lim for the ummah that this deen is not a dry deen. We are not such. Islam doesn't teach us that become such a big Allah wala that you don't interact with anybody and that you are separate from your children. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes forward, embraces and kisses the forehead of Fatima to teach the ummah, develop that ta'alluq with your children, make time for your children, to instill in them the fikr of deen, to instill in them the consciousness of qabr and akhirat. That hadith we heard after Zuhr, one of our local brothers, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in just a few expressions, gives the essence of iman, that احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك وإذا سألت فسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَذُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَذُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. He said, guard the right of Allah, Allah will protect you. Guard the right of Allah, you will find Allah with you. When you ask, ask from Allah. When you seek help from Allah. Do not stretch your hand out to the makhluk. And know and understand, if the whole world has to get together to benefit you, they will not benefit you except if Allah has decided to benefit you. And if the whole world gets together to harm you, no government, no army, no technology can ever harm you without the permission of Allah. Rufiatil aqlam, wajaffatil suhuf. The pens have been lifted, the pages are dry. This sabak of iman, who does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teach it to? Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ahle Bayt, Ali Rasul. What is the age of Ibn Abbas? He says, I was a 6-year-old boy. I was a 6-year-old youngster. Kuntu ridfan Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I was sitting on the camel with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 6-year-old boy, and the sabak of iman is taught. Today, when the talk of iman, we say, establish the halqa of ta'lim in the home. Bring the talk of iman in front of your children. What we say, they are too young. When anybody starts talking about qabr and akhirat, we say, why are you speaking about depressing topics? Talk interesting things. They are too young for talks of qabr and akhirat, but they are not too young for talks for the latest techno gadgets. They're not too young for the latest. I don't even know what those gadgets are called, iPod or iPad or whatever it is. The youth are not too young for that, but they are too young for the talks of Qabr and Akhirat. What are the seeds that we are planting? Bahlul Rahmatullah Ali, one day he goes into the marketplace. There are some children playing. One youngster is sitting one side and crying. Bahlul goes to that youngster. He says, "Friend, let me buy some toys, you also can play." The youngster says, turns to Bahlul. He says, "I am not crying. I am not crying because I don't have toys." "Why are you crying?" He says, "The fear of Jahannam is making me cry. The fear of Jahannam is making me cry." Bahlul doubts the seriousness of this youngster. So he decides to test him. He says, "You are very small, what are you worried about Jahannam? This is your time to play, not your time for you to worry about Jahannam, you're a small boy still." So what does this youngster respond? He says, "Bahlul, do not make a fool of me. I have observed that when my mother prepares the fire to cook food, she throws the small twigs in first, then the big branches. I fear that Allah may throw us youngsters first into Jahannam, then the elders will be thrown." What type of environment of the home brings this yaqeen of akhirat in a little boy? Few years ago, when Masurat Jamaat, they went to Germany, not Makkah and Medina, Germany. This Masurat Jamaat stayed in the home of a German couple that had reverted to Islam. And the Masurat came back with the karguzari that when the small boy used to misbehave, then the mother would scold him, "If you don't behave when you grow up, I'm going to make you a doctor, I'm not going to make you a mulisab. I won't make you hafiz, I'll make you doctor." In order to get the child to behave, then the child will start behaving, no, mommy, when I grow up I want to be mulisab. When I grow up I want to be hafiz of Quran. Way in Germany, in this not 14 centuries ago now, what type of environment are we establishing in our home? Allama Tastari Rahmatullah Ali, 3-year-old boy, 3 years of age, he says, "I got up one night my uncle was reading Tahajjud Salah. When my uncle became aware that I was awake, he turned to me and he said, 'Recite 3 times Allahu Shahidi, Allahu Nazirun Ilay, Allahu Ma'i.' Allahu Shahidi, Allah is with me. Allahu Nazirun Ilay, Allah is looking at me. Allahu Ma'i, Allah is my companion." This sabak of Iman is being taught to a 3-year-old child. He says, "My uncle told me to read it 3 times. The next day when my uncle woke up for tahajjud, I also woke up. He said, "Now my uncle told me say it 7 times. Then after a few days, my uncle told me say it 21 times. Allahu Shahidi, Allahu Ma'i, Allahu Nazirun Ilay." He says, after a few weeks had passed, my uncle asked me, "Now when you take the name of Allah, what happened?" 3-year-old child. He says, "Oh my uncle, when I take Allah's name, I can taste the sweetness of Allah's name in my mouth." The same Allama Tastari Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he becomes an adult, one tabi'i says, "I saw him making tahajjud salah. I stood behind him in tahajjud salah. He came to the verse of the Quran in Surah Dahar, 'Wasaqahum rabbuhum sharaban tahura, inna hadha kana lakum jaza'a, wa kana sa'yukum mashkura.'" When Allah Ta'ala describes Jannat, one rank in Jannat, Allah says, "Wasaqahum rabbuhum sharaban tahura." Allah will give them pure drink to drink in Jannat. The Tabi'i says, Allama Tastari, when he read this verse, he made a suckling noise. After namaz, I asked him, what was that sound you made? He said, by the qasam of my Allah, I could taste the drink of Jannat in my salah. I could taste the drink of Jannat in my salah. Ahlul layli fi laylihim, alazzu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwihim. Ibrahim bin Adam, rahimahullah, used to say, the people of the night, the people of tahajjud salah, Allah gives them that lazzat, that ecstasy in that tahajjud salah, that the people of the dens of vice, and the people of the places of haram, and music and zina, whatever ecstasy they are looking for in those places, greater ecstasy than that, Allah gives the people of tahajjud salah in the dead of night. That lazzat and that ecstasy. Why? Because he says, lazzatun munajat, innaha laysat min ad-dunya, innaha min al-jannah. Because the lazzat and the ecstasy of munajat, of communing with Allah, this is not of this dunya, it is from Jannat. Innaha min al-jannah, azharaha Allah ta'ala, the awliya'ihi fi dunya. Allah grants it to whom He wants in this dunya. When that effort was made, Abu Rayhana radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he goes out in the path of Allah, striving for many, many months. And then he returns home. Naturally, the wife was missing him. The wife was waiting for him. She beautified herself. When Abu Rayhana returns, he enters the house. He says to his wife, give me permission to make 2 rakat salah. She says, no problem. She's sitting next to him. He starts his salah, Allahu Akbar. And the next thing is the azan for Fajr. And the azan for Fajr is called out. He makes salam quickly. And as he is about to leave the house, the wife calls out from behind, Ya Aba Rayhana, Ghazawt wa Rajat wa Ta'if, Amalana minka Naseeb. They know Abu Rayhana, you went in the path of Allah for such a long time. Now you return back. And then you tired yourself in salah. Amalana minka Naseeb. I am your wife. Don't I also have a right? Don't I also have a right? Like nowadays, when the call is made by his time in the path of Allah, then what happens? They say, we need to go to the Mufti Sahib. Where is this 40 days? Where is this 4 months? What about the right of this and the right of that, and this one's right and that one's right? Where is this in Quran and Hadith that you must just leave your family and just leave your responsibilities and go in the path of Allah? Where it is, we are not looking. Where it is, we are not looking. Obviously, it's not there in the Newsweek. It's not there in the New York Times. Where it is, we are not looking. It's not there in some magazine. That personality, whom Janab Rasulullah, whom Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala who said that it was the consensus of Sahaba that if the iman of the whole ummah after Anbiya was put on one side and the iman of Abu Bakr was put on the other side, then the iman of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who would have outweighed the iman of the entire ummah. This was that personality whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إني لأعرف رجلا باسمه واسم أبيه وأمه لا يأتي بابا من أبواب الجنة إلا قال مرحبا مرحبا. He said, I know a person, I know the name of his parents, he will not come to any of the doors of Jannat but that door will call out, welcome, enter through me, enter through me. When Sahaba heard this, they said, إن هذا لمرتفع شأنه يا رسول الله. Definitely this is someone of great rank. Who is this? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Huwa Abu Bakr ibn Abi Quhafa. It is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. صاحب الحجرة, the one who accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on hijrat. That night, when the whole of Makkah, when the kuffar of Makkah were determined, na'udhu billah, to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That night of fear in Makkah, 6 months before that, Abu Bakr was waiting with the 2 camels ready to be the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hijrat. Medina is in one direction, Ghar al-Sur is in another direction. The trackers were following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In order to put them off the track, they went towards Ghar al-Sur, which is opposite from the direction of Medina. To keep the trackers away, they could not walk on their feet. The Nabi of Allah was crawling on his fingertips. Abu Bakr crawling on his fingertips. So that finally when they came to the mountain of Sur, the Mubarak fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were bleeding profusely. He couldn't climb up the mountain. Abu Bakr lifted Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his back, climbed up the mountain. When he came to the mouth of the cave, it was pitch black, it was dark. Abu Bakr put Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one side. Then he went into the cave, fearing that there might be something harmful that would harm the Nabi of Allah. Whatever cloth he had, Abu Bakr started filling the holes of the cave. When he ran out of cloth, he took off his own kurta, tore his kurta, and stuck the material in those holes. Then he took his amama, and finally only one hole remained. Abu Bakr put his naked foot against that hole, not knowing what may be inside there. And then he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, enter the cave, it was pitch black. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not see. That night was spent in that condition. The next morning at daybreak, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees that Abu Bakr does not have his kurta on. Abu Bakr doesn't have his amama on. He says, oh Abu Bakr, what happened to your kurta and your amama? He said, ya Rasulullah, I feared that there was something that might harm you in these holes. So I tore my kurta and I tore my amama to fill up these holes so that nothing would harm you. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hears this, tears enter his eyes. And he says, ya Allah, I am happy with Abu Bakr. You also become happy with Abu Bakr. And make Abu Bakr my companion in Jannah. Jibreel is sent immediately that, ya Rasulullah, Allah has sent me with a message. Allah is happy with Abu Bakr, and Allah has made Abu Bakr your companion in Jannah. This was that night, that occasion, Quran comes down. ثَانِيَتْنَيْنِ إِذْهُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا. The second of the two, when they were in the cave, an enemy came to the entrance, Abu Bakr became worried for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mufassirin explain, what is the difference between the companions of Musa alayhi salam, Ashabu Musa, and Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Remember the army of Fir'aun was following the companions of Musa alayhi salam. When they came to the mouth of the river, what was their response? Inna lamudrakun, inna lamudrakun. Oh Musa, we are destroyed. We are finished. The river in front, the might of Fir'aun behind. What hope is there for us? They did not say that, oh Nabi of Allah, we are concerned about you. Inna lamudrakun, we are destroyed. That was the Ashab of Musa, the companions of Musa alayhi salam. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does Quran say? إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ. Quran does not say لَا تَخَفْ. If Abu Bakr feared for himself, then the expression would have been لَا تَخَفْ. Do not fear. But Quran says, لا تحزن. Do not worry about the Nabi of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Allah is with us. Abu Bakr was not worried about his own life. He was worried about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was that night that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, such a personality whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Umar is that personality. In his khilafat, Islam spreads to 2,200,000 square miles. Umar is that personality in whose khilafat 4,000 jame masjid are established. Yet what does Umar say? Umar says that I wish all my good deeds, I will give it to Abu Bakr in exchange for that one night. In exchange for that one night that he spent with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Ghar Thawr. In what condition did Abu Bakr leave his house? Blind father, defenseless daughters Asma and Aisha radiallahu anha, little young girl, blind father, to such an extent that Asma bint Abu Bakr, she said, when Abu Quhafa, the father of Abu Bakr, said, what did your father leave behind for you all? She said, there was nothing. My father left nothing for us. I took some stones, put a handkerchief over it, took it to my blind grandfather, put his hand over that, so that my blind grandfather may think that my father left some money behind, but he left the home empty to go in hijrat in the path of Allah. And we are asking, well, this one's right and that one's right. This deen reached us through qurbani. Every command of Allah is being broken. 90% of the believing ummah is away from the masjid. This month of Ramadan, do not be deceived by the environment of our masjid. Move out! Move out! Allah protect us. There are thousands and millions of people of Iman who are not fasting in this month. There are thousands and millions of people of Iman whose very Iman is in danger in this month. Whose concern is that? Whose worry is that? The asar and the signs of the ghadab of Allah are apparent in every direction. Why? Because this ummah has turned its back on the responsibility of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Rehana, coming back to that incident, she says, you strove in the path of Allah, now you came back and you tired yourself. Ama lana minka naseeb? Don't I also have a right? He says, yes, you have a right, but I was not aware of you. I was not aware of you. She says, I was sitting right next to you. How could you not be aware of me? He responds and he says, when I said, Allahu Akbar, lam yazal qalbi yahwi fima wasaf Allah ni'matahu min na'imiha wa anhariha wa qusuriha wa ghilmaniha. He said, when I said, Allahu Akbar, Allah took me to Jannah. Allah took me to Jannah in my salah. My heart became enamored by the palaces, by the rivers, by the streams, by the servants, by the ghilman, by the attractions of Jannah. Allah's qasam, I was not aware of you. This was the time of Iman, of Akhirat, of Jannah, the shock of Jannah that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established in the hearts of Sahaba Ikram. His own daughter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embraces her. She bursts into tears. And what does she say? She says, Ya Rasulullah, 3 days have passed. 3 days have passed. And I have not had one morsel of food to eat. I have come for assistance at such a critical juncture. Such a critical juncture, his daughter, 3 days she has not eaten. This is the queen of the women of Jannah. Yet the sabak of Iman is taught to the ummah. Fatima, the king of Siddiq, has sent Hadiya, gift of 5 goats. I can give you these 5 goats, khamsa to anud, or khamsa kalimat, or I can teach you 5 kalimat. That whoever will recite these five kalimat and turn to Allah, Allah will fulfill their need. This was not an ordinary home, this was the home of Nubuwwat. This was the queen of the women of Jannah, 3 days of hunger. What is her response? Bal khamsa kalimat, teach me the five kalimat. Teach me the five kalimat. If it was you and I, what we would have said? Give me the five goats and give me the five kalimat. But iman had to be taught, yaqeen had to be taught. Bal khamsa kalimat. He said, Ya awwal al awwaleen, wa ya akhir al akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al mateen, wa ya rahim al masakin, wa ya arham al rahimin. O the first of the first, O the last of the last, O the owner of absolute power, O the one who is merciful to the miskeen, to the needy one, O the one who is the most merciful of all those who show mercy, Fatima, call my Allah with these five kalimat, and Allah will fulfill your need. She goes back with a light step to her house. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is waiting in trepidation. What was the reaction? What was the response? What happened? Did the Nabi of Allah become upset? Did he ask about Ali? Did he scold Ali? Worried. Fatima, what happened? Mawarat. Mawarat, what happened? What is the response? She says, Zahabtu lid-dunya. Zahabtu lid-dunya. I went for dunya. Wajintu bil-akhirah. And I came back with akhirah. I went for dunya and I came back with akhirat. When Ali radiallahu ta'ala hears this, khayru ayyamiki hadihi, Fatima, this is the best day of your life. Fatima, this is the best day of your life. Such an environment of qurbani, such an environment of sacrifice existed in Madina Munawwara. Men, women, children, akhirat was in front. Jannat was in front. The shock of akhirat was in front. That Allah will gather the people of Jannah. Is there anything more that I should give you? They will say, Ya Allah, you have given us everything. You saved us from Jahannam. You gave us Jannah. You enlightened our faces. You made our scales heavy. What more can we ask? فَيُكْشَفُ الْحِجَابِ فَيُكْشَفُ الْحِجَابِ فَيُكْشَفُ الْحِجَابِ Ya Ridwan! Ya Ridwan! إِرْفَعِ الْحُجُبِ Baini wa baina zuwari. Allah will command Ridwan, the keeper of Jannat, remove the veil. Remove the veil from in front of me and my slave. When the veil will be removed, the Jannatis for the first time will stare transfixed at the beauty of Allah, at the munificence of Allah, at the magnificence of Allah. Allama Ghazali rahimahullah mentioned, such is the beauty of Allah, that that first gaze, the first gaze of the people of Jannah towards Allah will last for 800,000 years. 800,000 years immersed in the beauty of Allah. Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua, Allahumma rzuqni lazzat al-nazri ila wajhik. O Allah, grant me the lazzat and the ecstasy of being able to look at you in Jannah. This is the greatest ni'mat of Jannah. Every other ni'mat will fail in front of this ni'mat of being able to look directly at Allah. Those angels who were in sajda and who were in saf in salah from the time they were created, Ibn Qayyim's riwayat, on that day when they will see Allah for the first time. That same Allah for whom they had been praising for billions and billions and billions of years, when they will see Allah for the first time, they will say, Subhanaka ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik, ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik. They will say, glory be to you, my Allah, I was not able to praise you as you ought to be praised. This is bahrul la sahila lahu. We have come to finish ourselves for Allah. Akhirat has to be the goal. Jannat has to be the goal. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such an environment in Madina Munawwara. Men, women, children, one jazba, one deed, one fikr, one cry, that Ya Allah, accept everything of mine. Use me for akhirat. Make my day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My fikr and cry. by that of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only Sahaba, Tabi'een also. One incident I will mention, on this I will terminate. Farooq bin Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he goes out in the path of Allah, he goes to the masjid, tashkeel is made of the Jamaat to go in the path of Allah. He comes home, the wife is pregnant, she is expecting. He says, my tashkeel has been made to go out in the path of Allah. She says, I am pregnant. He says, I hand you over to Allah. I hand you over to Allah. How long are you going for? Not like us, 40 days, 4 months, and don't worry, the cell phone will be with me, and I'll keep contact with you, I'll send telegram also with you, and I'll talk to you every day also. Not like that. How long? No question of how long. He goes out in the path of Allah. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years. This young woman, she had all the same natural hopes and aspirations that any other young woman will have. I will get my child. I will live my life in the comfort of my home with my husband. I will fulfill my worldly aspirations and wishes. But as the days become months and the months become years, the wife of Farooq realizes that is not for me. That which normal young women expect, the comfort and shelter of their husband and children, she says, that is not for me. Each time she would become depressed, her heart would take courage that, Ya Allah, my home was broken. My home was broken. But how many homes of the Ummah, the light of Hidayat has entered because of my Qurbani? 25 years, 26 years, each time a Jamaat would come into Medina, she would send message, is there any news of Farooq? The message would come, there is no news of Farooq. Till eventually all her hopes and aspirations, she swallowed it. So she had given up hope completely. 27 years later, 27 years later, late one night, one solitary horseman enters Medina Munawwara. When he left, he was a robust young man, his back was straight. Now the rigors of striving in the path of Allah have caused his back to become bent. His hair is white. He heads in the direction of what he thought was his home. His eyesight had become weak also. When he reaches the front garden of his home, all of a sudden, a youngster rushes out, grabs hold of him by the collar. Ya adu wa nafsik, O enemy of yourself, you are trespassing in the home of a believer in Medina. Farooq responds, I thought it was my home. This youngster becomes even more angry. One, you are trespassing, and then you are making silly excuses. I'm going to take you now to the Qazi. You are trespassing in the home of a believer in Medina. The wife of Farooq, hearing this commotion, she opens the door, and in front of her, to her utter consternation and surprise, like a kaleidoscope, 27 years of pain, 27 years of separation between husband and wife, like a kaleidoscope, rushes in front of her. In her mind's eye, she envisions this. She sees her husband in front of her, not the Farooq of 27 years ago, but the Farooq of now, an old man. She now shouts out that, Rabia, Rabia, that is your father, that is Farooq. When Rabia hears this, he falls onto his knees and he embraces his father. Farooq enters the house. The whole night is spent in Karguzari with his wife. The Azan of Fajr is called. By that time Rabia had already left for the masjid. Farooq, when he goes, the Jamaat is over. He makes his salah outside. Then he goes and stands in front of the Roza Mubarak of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, delivering his salam after 27 years of separation. In those days, the roza used to be outside. In the interim, a big majlis of hadith has started. Farooq's eyesight is weak. He cannot see who the muhaddis is who is conducting the dars. So he sits right in the back and he asks someone, Who is the muhaddis? Who is the scholar? Who is the sheikh? Like any student, when he is asked about his ustad with exuberance, he says, you don't know? That is the ustad of Yahya bin Sa'id. That is the ustad of Imam Malik. That is Rabia. That is Rabia. Farooq says, لَمْ تَنْتَسِبْهُ إِلَيَّ. You have not mentioned who his father is. This person says, that is Rabia, the son of Farooq. His father left many, many years ago in the path of Allah. No one knows what has happened. When Farooq hears this, tears enter into his eyes. That, Ya Allah, I strove in your path. You accepted my family also for your deen. Like this, my respected brothers, women were made widows. Children were made orphans. If the sand of time could speak, if the winds of Medina could speak, if the environment of Medina could speak, if the annals of history could speak, they would shout out to us the manner in which the Sahaba-e-Kiram and the generations after them broke down every excuse. I was too old, I was crippled, I was sick, I was infirm, I was weak, I had no one to look after my business. Every excuse was broken down on the mantle of the jazba and zeal of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How one person can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah, and Sahaba became a living embodiment of the verse of the Quran where Allah says, انفروا خفافا وثقالا وجاهدوا بأموالكم وأنفسكم في سبيل الله ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. Strive in ease, in adversity, strive in every condition with your wealth and with your lives in the path of Allah. This is better for you if only you knew. My respected brothers, don't look left, don't look right. This Mubarak month of Ramadan has come. The month of acceptance has come. The whole humanity out there is waiting. Humanity is calling out. Who is going to show us the road to Jannah? Who is going to show us, introduce us to the greatness of Allah, to the Mubarak beauty of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the barakat of the khatm nubuwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no new Nabi to come. This responsibility, this fikr, this concern, Allah has placed it on the shoulders of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To learn this responsibility, those of us who haven't been for 4 months in the path of Allah, now make decisions, stand up and give our names to go for 4 months in the path of Allah. Those who have been 4 months every year in the path of Allah, come and respect us, stand up and give our names, mashallah. Stand up, mashallah. No one should be sitting. The malaika are writing our names down. Keep standing, mashallah. Malaika are writing the names down. Malaika are saying, Ameen. If I am sitting, we should ask ourselves, why are we sitting? This is not an ummah that came to sit. This is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the ummah of harkat. This is the ummah of akhirat. This dunya is temporary. Our goal is akhirat. Who else, my respected brothers? Still those who are sitting. Stand up, my respected brothers. Make niyat. Make intention, decision with Allah. Ya Allah, accept me. Accept my wife. Accept my children. Accept my family for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of us make niyat, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. What is tashkeel? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامه جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو اهله اللهم انك تسمع كلامنا وترى مكاننا وتعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا ولا يخفى عليك شيء من امرنا نحن البائسين الفقراء المستغيثين المستجيرين الوجلين المشفقين المقرين المعترفين بذنوبنا نسالك مساله المساكين ونبتهل اليك ابتهال المذنب الذليل وندعوك دعاء الخائف الضرير دعاء من خضعت لك رقبته وذل لك جسمه ورغم لك انفه وفاضت لك عبرته اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا وكلنا رؤوف رحيما يا خير المسؤولين ويا خير المعطين اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر لامه محمد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية، اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين، اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين، اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهديين غير ضالين ولا مضلين يا رب العالمين. اللهم استخدمنا لخدمة دينك بالإخلاص والاستقامة والعافية يا رب العالمين، يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك، ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم، ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم، إن عذابها كان غراما، إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما، برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. For more lectures visit slhub.com.